Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join Sam over on his website, obscuredtruth.com. And you have been putting out some really great liberty-oriented videos focusing on exposing the system as the violent, awful place that it really is. And you've done a great job of it. And, of course, people should be following. They should be subscribing to the YouTube channel if they get a chance over at obscuredtruth.com. The newest videos that are on the channel are from our encounters with some of the town hall bureaucrats that were supposed to be taking questions from constituents about the town hall, the government healthcare situation, and they were less than accepting toward us. You can see those videos at obscuredtruth.com. Good stuff. All right, let's take your calls about anything. We go to Scott in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Oh, how you doing there, Mark, Ian, and Sam?
Scott, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about this health insurance and this cap and trade bill. I think if our government, when they do it, the question is when they capture this, passing this health and the cap and trade, we're going to be screwed and tattooed. But the reason that I called in is last December, I was affected by being one of the millions that lost his job building seats for General Motors for 15 and a half years.
You were building seats?
Yes.
Okay.
For General Motors, I lost a lot of friends that I spent 15 and a half years working when my plant, GM, closed in Janesville, Wisconsin. I just wanted to ask you guys about this cash for junk to trade in for a new vehicle. What I see is another trap from the government. It dawned on me the other day that when I was driving by a lot of these sales car lots out here, they're about empty. And I thought to myself, oh, geez, they are offering this, bringing in these beaters for new vehicles, and they're saying for better gas mileage. Well, I disagree with that because I think some of the older vehicles still get better gas mileage with the new ones. But I just wanted to say that I think it's, like I said, another trap, because now with these people going in to purchase these new vehicles, I go by the car lots not very often, but out in my area in Wisconsin, there are almost no more cars on the lots where they sell the new cars.
There's been some real economic factors that have been resulting from this Cash for Clunkers program, and one of them is that the used car prices are going up.
Sure, right. They're destroying all these cars.
Right, and I wanted to make a point. I think what Mark and Ian and Sam might want to comment here in a little while, I think what they're trying to do is to totally attack the plants for closing in Michigan and all around in this country, and then it's just a dwindled down thing of then you're going to, of course, not get the vehicles built.
No, I don't think they're trying to actually hurt the automotive industry. I think this is actually a giveaway to the, you know, what is now Government Motors.
They're trying to get cars sold.
Yeah, I mean, they're creating an auto bubble just like they did with houses.
Right, it's an unnatural incentive to buy a car is what they're doing. So, I mean, that's good for their buddies in the automotive industry, but it's not so good for somebody that might be looking to get a used car right now.
Yeah, what if you're one of the people that can't afford $5,000 or $10,000 or $12,000 for a new car? What if you're somebody that buys a $500 or $1,000 car that's on its last leg? If those are all being destroyed, this program is hurting you.
Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, Scott. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Andrew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Andrew.
Hey. Hi, Ian.
Hey.
I have a question
for
you specifically, and the question is in regards to the practice known as dumping.
How would
a voluntary society or market respond to a government subsidizing a market and flooding the marketplace with underpriced goods?
What? Okay, dumping is...
Okay, so like steel imports, for example, if the Chinese government is subsidizing its steel industry, they can bring it over here and sell it at half the price, which undercuts the U.S. steelmakers who may not be getting the same subsidies.
And is that what your question is?
Yes, I was going to use the example of the TV market. Say you produce TVs in New Hampshire and you are competitive, but say the Chinese government subsidized TVs there, and then all of a sudden you weren't competitive because the Chinese government wanted to essentially flood the market with these artificially underpriced televisions.
Good question. You know, hey, I would say that's the way the cookie crumbles. You know, I mean, as far as the consumer is going to buy what's the best product at the best price, and I wouldn't certainly wouldn't stop those products from coming in because that would require an initiating force against those people that are doing business with those companies overseas.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't have a solution.
I would say good news. You know, people are going to get cheap TVs. But I would also back up and say, now why is it that the Chinese government has money to be throwing away on these subsidies for steel or for televisions or whatever? And it's because they're sitting on $1 trillion worth of, you know, worthless pieces of paper that are getting more and more worthless as each day goes by. So they need to do something to get rid of that currency.
I think the answer is obvious. We have hundreds of unused ICBMs in this country, and we should launch them in China.
Your thoughts, caller?
Andrew? Yes. What I was thinking was, would this be a proper use of a tariff? And also, morally, the subsidy is coming from the theft of the Chinese people. So do you have any moral thoughts on the subsidy?
Well, I'm against.
Oh, yeah, the subsidy's bad.
Yeah, I'm against.
Ian and I are going to be in the same place on this. I mean, you can specifically ask Ian, but we all feel the same way about the idea of taxing people for importing stuff into the country.
I mean, how much can they subsidize? How many products can the Chinese government subsidize without vastly inflating their money supply and increasing the prices of all of those products over time? Am I right about that?
Yes. Once again, we go back to America is in a perfect place to have freedom and liberty, because freedom and liberty, to some extent, brought us to this place. Another is sort of the blessing of providence, if you will, in the location that we are geographically. But China doesn't have the wealth. And by wealth, I mean raw materials turned into something usable. They don't have the wealth the United States does, so they can't they can't extract enough wealth to crush the United States economy. The United States, should be able to withstand that, and they have such a good economy because of freedom. And so the idea of stifling freedom so that we will be protected from the free market, it's sort of the circular
not
logic.
Not so that we will be protected, but that the people making the same product over here are protected, because it's a special interest legislation is what all these tariffs are.
Well, I think that to some extent we are, the people of the landmass called the United States, are better off if we produce television sets.
How often does this happen today, though, with the Chinese subsidizing products? I mean, I've never heard of it before. I'm sure it can happen, but do you know, Andrew?
I am not quite familiar. I did see something about Walmart and a gentleman. There was a documentary on PBS, and the gentleman at one point could compete, but then he was forced out of business because he couldn't compete with the Chinese subsidized televisions being dumped on the market. And I know there are some laws against that, so-called anti-competition laws.
Yeah, getting involved with a government, having them come in and impose a tariff, as you were suggesting earlier, would just be a bad idea, because consumers would have to pay more for the products that they were buying, and plus it's force. You're initiating force against people who are just trading peacefully, while they may be trading with a company that is being subsidized in some way. If we were to start ostracizing companies based on whether or not they receive some form of subsidy from the government, we'll really be cutting out a significant amount of companies as far as what we can and can't do business with. I mean, there are companies in this country that get various different kinds of subsidies. For instance, sometimes the local government will offer a company a tax break for coming to the area. Okay, you know, come to open up your manufacturing plant here, and we'll cut your property taxes by X. You know, that's a subsidy.
It's not. I mean,
it is a subsidy, because they're getting a benefit that no one else would be getting in that particular marketplace.
The rest of those companies can decide they don't want to pay property taxes. Aren't you the guy that advocates?
I would love that for that to happen. But you and I know it is a subsidy, because the government is using their ability to control and tax to favor one company over others. So there's that example, and then there, of course, are other examples of companies that, for instance, might get a deal on a plot of land from, or maybe an eminent domain or something like that. So there's so many different examples. You can't cut out all those companies in order to deal with them. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Just go buy some.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreenClean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreenClean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreenClean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's B-I-O, Green Clean, BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Grafunder Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Grafunder Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Grafunder Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Grafunder Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. and want to invite you over to the Free State Project's website. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you likely ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Just had actually a handful of people, about three people, visiting here to the Keene area just today alone. So three people, that two of them I think knew one another, the third guy didn't know those two folks. So people, new people coming over here all the time. And of course this is just the Keene area. There's Manchester and Concord, the seacoast, all kinds of neat places, lots of towns and things like that for you to take a look at as far as your moving options are concerned. But if you want to be around the best activists, the best liberty activists in the world, they're here. I'm certain of it. Come on over to freestateproject.org, learn more, get signed up, become a participant, and move to New Hampshire. freestateproject.org. You know, just a few more comments on Andrew's call from earlier. He was talking about the idea of product dumping or having a government like China subsidize a specific product category in order to undercut the American manufacturers' prices so they can bring those products into America cheaper, sell a bunch of their products, and maybe put the American companies out of business. And he was talking about it in kind of a free market perspective, in this ideal world that I think most of us would like to see happen, where there are no tariffs and there are no government intrusions into the marketplace. You can just do business dealings with whoever you want to without having to ask government bureaucrats permission first. You know, how do we feel about that? How do we feel about the idea of the Chinese government subsidizing products and then making their way here to the American market and competing? And I wouldn't feel good about that because I don't like the idea of subsidies. And I think that there are probably a number of other people that that would feel similarly. I mean, there are companies that are made, or there are products that are made by companies in the United States that do a fairly decent business just by by advertising that they're made in the USA. There's a certain,
well, mostly because they've been run out of business by foreign competitors.
Yeah, but there are certain
and
people,
the politicians
that,
in the United States, that have placed regulations to the point that it's just impossible to compete.
I really don't have a problem with it. You know, if the Chinese government wants to subsidize TVs and ship them over here and sell them to me for cheaper, then that's fine. I don't see why it's an issue.
I'm not saying I wouldn't buy the TV. I'm just saying that I disagree with the idea of subsidies. I don't.
Oh yeah, I do too.
On a political basis, I disagree with that. But I think that there's a significant amount of people out there that like the idea of buying from the United States and would be absolutely pleased as punch to know that TVs were manufactured here again. I don't think there are any televisions that are even put together in the United States these days. And if you didn't have to deal with government regulations and minimum wages and OSHA and all this stuff, then maybe you would be able to manufacture a TV at a competitive basis with the other countries. I don't know. I'm not in that particular industry, so I can't speak for sure, but I know that right now China is pretty effective at undercutting American companies on pretty much everything without getting subsidies from their government.
Yeah, they don't have the labor laws that we do in the United States either.
Right, because we've got oppression here that drives prices up.
I was listening to the radio today, and I've got one of those internet radios, so I can listen anywhere in the world.
They are so cool. You got the CC. Did you get the CC?
I've got the Aluratech.
They're really starting, from what I understand, those are really starting, not that particular brand, but the whole internet radio phenomenon, these little cubes or whatever that you can buy for your countertop at home, really starting to take off. A lot of companies are jumping into that and getting out there, and Free Talk Live and the Liberty Radio Network are both available through the Receiva-based ones. I don't know about the others.
Yeah, each of them have different stuff, and the Aluratech one does too. Not each of them have different stuff, but some of them have different delivery systems, and so I know we're on at least two of them.
They have databases, basically, that they pull the information from, and listeners, the users of these internet radios, can go to a website typically, and if they don't have their favorite station already in the database, you can just add it. So it's just a number of steps, and then everyone that has those radios in the marketplace can then tune in, Free Talk Live, or whatever you're interested in hearing. Neat products.
So I was listening to one of the liberal stations. It was in some of the western suburbs of Chicago. I could just tell by the towns that they were listing on their traffic reports.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's a store, and it's all American-made stuff. That's their shtick.
How about that?
That's what they sell. All American-made stuff.
What do they call themselves?
I don't know. But I think they're in Schaumburg. And so they, I can't imagine there's too many of these around the country, but mm-hmm. I'll bet people go there and they buy specifically, they pay twice as much for their irons and clock radios just to support people that, you know, make them in the United States.
Yeah, you know, I think you're going to have that effect, but you had mentioned, you know, I want these TVs to be made here in the United States. And I don't really have a problem with that if you know, another government wants to reduce the prices and undercut American manufacturers. That's okay with me. Here's why. It's really the broken window fallacy. If the Chinese government doing these subsidies puts American TV manufacturers out of business, then what they're going to do is it's going to put pressure on to allow them to go into other areas and develop other products and services. And I think it also creates an incentive for American innovation.
To get competitive.
To find a way to produce a cheaper TV set or a new technology that leapfrogs over what the Chinese are currently doing.
I bet I'd get a better warranty out of the American TV set.
Yes, you would.
And returns are probably a heck of a lot easier, too. Yeah. And the thing you have to ask yourself is, can American businesses handle socialism? I mean, can they compete against socialism? If not, let's lay down and die now.
All great points. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Well, we know they're getting ready to shove as much socialized health care down our throats as we can handle. Of course, we should point out before we continue this conversation that it's already mostly socialized in this country, which is why there are so many problems. It's so regulated. It's so controlled. And therefore, the prices skyrocket. Unlike a more uncontrolled marketplace like the computer industry, where products continue to get better over time, they continue to come down in price. I mean, I was just marveling the other day at the fact that we've got these flash-based cameras now, which are just so great. The flash cards, you can have a video camera these days that doesn't use tape. Tape is done. Tape is so 90s at this point. And you've got this teeny tiny little card that's like an inch by an inch, mm-hmm. this SD card.
And it's solid state too, right?
Yeah, solid state, meaning there are no moving parts. And it holds 16 gigabytes. You can pay $40 for a 16 gigabyte card.
Yeah.
And I was looking, and I'm looking at my computer tower, which has one of these multi-card readers in the front that's like seven different types of cards because there's so many different options out there in the marketplace. So they have to build readers that can read a whole bunch of different types of these cards. That's just one of the things that's going on right now. But it's right next to an old 3.5-inch disk drive. You remember those, right? You probably still have one in your computer if it's a desktop style computer. And it amazes me that the 3.5-inch disk has made it this long. It's still there.
It is a standard that manages to stick around. Yeah.
It's 1.4 megabytes. That is a fraction of 16 gigabytes. I mean, a gigabyte is a million 100. Megabytes. Oh. Right? Am I right about that?
I don't know.
A million megabytes, I believe.
1,000.
1,000 megabytes? That thank you for that. 1,000 megabytes. But that's 1 gigabyte. So you've got 16 of them on that one little 1-inch by 1-inch thing. And it's so tiny. They could probably make it smaller if they wanted to, but you wouldn't be able to hold it. Like, that's how far it has come. I don't know where I was going with that. Oh, yeah, healthcare. We'll get back to that here in a moment. It's 800-259-9231. I was talking about the market advancing. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older. AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Live streams are included. We have a broadband version, dial-up version, and even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We'll continue the healthcare discussion. Take your calls about anything. Anthony is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, guys. The healthcare thing was, I heard a story about it on NPR.
What healthcare thing?
I heard an interview with this guy who was just going on and on about how great it was.
Yeah.
And, he was just, it was unbelievable how just socialist he was. He was just unbelievable.
Oh yeah, they're just going to start letting it out. You know, it's going to be pretty obvious, I think, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, they're pushing it, and they're making it seem as though if you stand against the president's health care reform, because I'm for health care reform, I certainly am. I'm just not for the president's health care reform. If you're standing against the president's health care reform, well, then you're
against health care.
Yeah, you're an American. You're a bad person.
You want sick people to die.
You want all those things. So it's funny to see, but. I can tell you, Anthony, I don't think there's a lot of hope for victory for truth, justice, and the free market way in this particular area.
Not on the national scene.
Not on the national scene.
Any other thoughts, Anthony?
I just wanted to tell you this guy was just bad.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I thank you for the call tonight. And they're actually, you've seen the ads, or maybe you've seen the blog posts out there on this, guys, but they are putting ads out on Craigslist asking for people to step up and start working to promote the healthcare package and get paid.
Yep.
So they're paying people to do things like go out to the town halls, seminars, and we posted some video over at freekeen.com. Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Capital Access television show was at the recent town hall, so-called, thing that they had for Obama, or the Obama thing that they had this week out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where there were buses full of people from Massachusetts, sort of the same tactic that they used back during the election to bus people up here and vote in the primary, because it's really easy to vote in New Hampshire. You don't really have to provide any evidence.
It's interesting. I bet they have people in, you know, Democratic operatives in Massachusetts whose sole job is to make sure that they have an army of people that they can bus up
to
here
New Hampshire.
To New Hampshire when they have, you know, the Democrats need something.
I watched that video, and I'm wondering who's they, who paid for those buses, and who brought those people in.
I
would expect the DNC.
No. There's some fund. It's like the fund for the public interest or something like that.
So it's a government's organization that is funneling this money through?
I don't know they are. I'm sure you could dig into it and find out what corporation is behind it. Okay. It's probably a corporation, probably a front group of some sort. Inevitably, it's going to be the same people who are pushing the healthcare issue.
Yep.
Just one of their corporate entities, basically, that's out there pushing this. So somebody's funneling money into this fund, and then the fund is sending money out to to get people to push the healthcare thing. And it reminded me of the lady in Dave Ridley's video at RidleyReport.com, where Dave asks her if he can interview her about the healthcare situation, because she's for it. She's for the government healthcare thing. And she has to pull out a paper full of notes, because she doesn't actually have any real vested interest in this herself. She may care about it. She may think it's a good idea, but she doesn't really know the issues. She doesn't really know what it is that she's promoting. She just believes that what she's promoting is a good idea. She just believes that free health care is what people should have, and so she's got a sheet full of talking points that she has to unfold in order to look at, in order to speak to somebody about this this particular issue. And that's probably the level that most of these people are at that are bussed into one of these events. They don't know a lot about the issue. They're just being sent to be there and go rah, 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 and chant and hold a sign and wave and look like they're happy about what's going on. And, of course, they are. They're getting a paycheck. And maybe not all of them are. Maybe some of them are just such hardcore leftists or whatever, or socialists, that they just want to come out for the good of the cause. But Dennis Goddard recorded video of these people coming off the bus, and he was just asking them one question: where are you from? And they were being honest with him. They were saying, oh, I'm from so-and-so, Massachusetts, so-and-so, Massachusetts. One guy was from Maine. But all kinds of people who don't live in Portsmouth attending a so-called town hall, and as I pointed out on the blog, it's not a town hall if people are bussed in from out of town.
And those people get a disproportionately large amount of the tickets, because they did this lottery thing, supposedly, that nobody knows how it works, where you just submit all of your information into the White House, and they just draw names from the hat, apparently.
Right. Oh, yeah, and it's completely fair. They don't put aside a certain amount of names for their people that they're, you know, bussing in or anything like that. They don't have their half of the seats for their operatives, and then the other half goes up for a lottery, and then maybe they get half Democrats and then half Republicans or whatever.
I was told it was mostly Democrats at this particular event, that it was not a town hall, in that a town hall is open to the public, that anybody can come to a town hall, you can sit in there, you can ask questions, it's a question and answer thing at one point, it's open to the public for participation by the public. This was closed, you had to apply for the tickets, they granted the tickets to certain people, yep. And Andrew Carroll, who was the...
I decided to start calling my car the town hall meeting. I mean, if it's going to be a town hall meeting, it needs to be a town hall meeting.
Andrew Carroll, who we've talked about on this program, had him on the air. He was the courageous young man who held the butt of marijuana in his hands earlier this year, was arrested for it. He is a registered Democrat, and so he got the tickets. Now, I'm sure there were other people that were applying for them, but Andrew Carroll, Did you get the tickets?
No.
No. See, okay, there you go. So two people in the same area, one not a registered Democrat, the other is, the Democrat got the tickets. So just to give you an idea of who they were letting into this event, wasn't a town hall event in any way, and they were busing people in. I wonder what it would have looked like had they not have bussed anyone in from outside the Portsmouth area. What would the split in the crowd have been at that particular point?
What would the questions have been had he not planted questions in the audience and been prepped on, here's how you need to answer this one, and he still couldn't manage to explain why it might not be a good idea to have government health care through his post office example.
And I'm not sure the president's entirely in on what's going on. There was there was one last night, and I can't tell you where it was, but the president...
Montana.
The president's like, can we have some non-softball questions here? You know, he wanted something from a skeptic.
Oh, really?
Right, because he was getting lobbed such softballs. It seems to me that likely
he thought it was a setup.
His troops on the ground are saying, we got to make sure that we got to keep these people out of here disrupting these un-American Republican operatives out of here from disrupting our town hall meetings. They're probably doing such a good job at it because, well, obviously. You know, if they control the tickets and they only give them out to Democrats, and then they have the police outside that say, yeah, you can protest, but you can't go inside. You're going to have to protest over there. Make sure you keep the sidewalk clear. People are going to have to pass through here. Yeah, that kind of thing? Obviously, it's going to work.
Yeah, you know what his hardball question was? I don't know. I don't think you're going to be able to pay for this health care system without raising taxes.
What did he say?
Well, of course we're going to have to raise taxes. This is an expensive program.
Well, he promised not to raise it on people who make less than $250,000.
Yeah, so we're unless just going to tax the rich.
Unless they drink soda pops, yeah. Unless they... You know, there's all kinds of things on the ground.
Eat butter.
All kinds of sin taxes out there. Well, they'll figure out... could produce carbon dioxide when they breathe. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that they might do, it's not because of the amount of money they make. It's about the other sins that they might commit.
Mm.
You know, obviously, the government has to pay for this. If healthcare could be provided inside the system that we currently have in a cheap fashion where people wouldn't be discriminated against based on their current health conditions and all these other things the president's talking about, somebody do that because they would want to compete in the market and they would want to provide the best service so they get the largest amount of customers. We'd have that already. It's not possible to do what he's talking about and still have enough money to pay the employees. And they're going to have to be government employees to do this at the same time. It's got to rely on taxes or some kind of coercive funding.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark,
inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features. We give them away. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we ask that you become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That is amp.freetalklive.com. For $3 a month, we'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and learn more about the program. Get signed up, any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Jeff in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live, Jeff.
Hello, Jeff. Hi, it's actually Jesse.
Jesse, what's on your mind tonight?
Are you guys familiar with the Whole Foods CEO, John Mackey?
Yes. Yes, he is allegedly a libertarian.
Okay, so he wrote an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, and he basically...
Is this a long time ago or very recent?
This is like today.
Okay.
Last night was when I first heard about this. And it basically, talks about a lot of reforms that will make everything cheaper for people.
Okay.
And it's a really good piece. You know, if you just search John Mackey, Whole Foods, WSJ, you'll find it.
Okay, great. About it?
But so here's the thing: is I have a lot of friends in the music industry up here in Oregon, and so I can't really pick my friends and my associates through politics, you know. And so a lot of my friends they've got status socialist type leanings mostly, and they are just through this op-ed article, which would make things better for everyone. They're calling for a boycott of Whole Foods market.
Yeah, Whole Foods, it doesn't seem to have been known widely by the liberal sorts, but I heard the same thing on Stephanie Miller this morning about,
She was outing him?
Yeah, essentially, okay. That's what was happening. They're saying, inside the article, he says something to the effect of the problem with socialism is that sooner or later you run out of other people's money. He's doing the Margaret Thatcher quote. And so they're like,
that damn capitalist! We've been sold our organic food by a capitalist this entire time, and we never realized it.
Right. And the problem that these pinkos don't quite get is that if John Mackey was a wallet-stealing commie, then there would never have been a Whole Foods. There wouldn't have been an organic
market. Been rotting on the vine, just like it did in the Soviet Union.
Right? So these people just don't understand.
Their workers are very empowered.
Oh, absolutely. Their workers are absolutely empowered because that's how you do it in a free market.
Well, wait, give me some examples of how. I know we've heard about this in the past. I know we've talked about Whole Foods years ago, but what are some of the ways that their workers are so empowered?
Health savings accounts are provided for them. Anybody who works more than 30 hours. And then that's 89% of their staff works more than 30 hours. And then they have an additional $1,800 per year that the company just puts in their personal wellness account.
And what else?
They get to choose what they want to spend it on. I mean, you could use it for the gym.
Neat. Now, do they also get, profit sharing or shares of the company, stuff like that?
While ago they were employee-owned.
I went in one time and I was picking out a specific kind of chocolate, and one of the employees was helping us find something. He suggested something. We had never tried it, and he just offered, hey, you want to open it up and try some? And I'm like, what?
What?
Serious? And the guy did. He took one off the shelf. He opened it up, and this is not cheap chocolate. This was some of the higher end
organic
stuff.
I mean, everything in that store isn't cheap.
Yeah.
He opened That's why it up. I won't shop there.
He took a couple pieces off, gave one to me and the person I was there with, and we tried it, and then we ended up buying one of the other ones, and he took that one away.
Right. And my wife gets particular types of food for my son. I mean, I can't say that organic food is important to me, and I probably shop at the grocery store that's most convenient for me to shop at and the one that I enjoy shopping at, and I have certainly shopped at Whole Foods and enjoyed their stuff. They have some great sort of lunchtime things.
The hot lunch there? I've been there.
Yeah, it's really good. But my wife has to get this particular type of yogurt because God knows there's something bad in regular, store-bought yogurt. And so she gets this Stony Fields or Brown Cow or that kind of thing. And you can really only get that stuff at Whole Foods. And I guess when she was down in Sarasota more recently, they had started carrying it at Publix also. Seems to me Whole Foods is causing the other grocery stores to step up and provide better service for their customers.
Yeah. So, Jeff, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Just one quick question. I was listening to the it's an archive of the Penn Jillette radio show from a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that you can't say the GD words on the radio.
I don't know. I don't know if there's specifically a prohibition against it. I certainly have noticed that people do avoid it. There is, in the FCC, there are provisions that are anti-obscenity and anti-indecency. And the definitions of obscenity and indecency are very nebulous. It has to do with something that would be offensive based on contemporary...
GD is profane. It isn't obscene.
Contemporary community standards. There is also a profanity prohibition by the FCC, but I don't think they list out what the profane words are. So,
well, there's really... if you want to use the term profane as for what it means, and I understand it's become to mean other things now, but it essentially is the religious connotation. And GD is probably the biggest profanity that the English language has. I would say that they say that it's contrary to the Old Testament where you won't take the Lord's name in vain, but that's not true because God isn't God's name. God is God's title. And God's name is Yahweh. So, you would have to say Yahweh damn, which isn't wouldn't be considered, normal English. That's not the kind of profanity that we would be talking about here. So it's very strange.
What makes the material profane? This is straight from the FCC's website. Profane language includes those words that are so highly offensive that their mere utterance in the context presented may, in legal terms, amount to a nuisance. In its Golden Globe Awards order, the FCC warned broadcasters that depending on the context, it would consider the F word and those words that are as highly offensive as the F word to be profane language that cannot be broadcast between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. So apparently the FCC is okay with profanity after 10 p.m. and before.
Because kids can't stay up past 10.
6 a.m. But what does profane mean? Did you get an answer from that particular question, Zance? I mean, did you actually get a meaningful
words
answer?
That are as bad as the F word. F-bomb.
Right.
There's all, to me, and I guess everybody has their own opinion on this one, but I only see the see you next Tuesday word as being as profane. I actually consider it more profane, you know, as, excuse me, offensive as the F-bomb.
But you're not on the FCC commission, so no. It's up to them, right? I mean, they're the ones who get
the
to
F-bomb
decide.
The F-bomb is just, to me, not as offensive, nor is, well, what's the other one? There's two. Oh, the other C word.
Yeah.
Roosters.
Look at how outdated these rules are. I mean, they're saying from 6 to 10 p.m. as though kids don't have DVRs these days and they can time shift content whenever they want.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, the FCC, they're not going to be updating their rules for the 21st century.
That's really
anytime
only for radio,
soon.
Though, isn't it? I mean, on television, you couldn't do that, could you? Regular broadcast television?
This doesn't say anything about just radio.
Do you use the F-bomb on regular broadcast television after 10 p.m.?
Maybe that not.
Maybe the reason they don't is because of their advertisers. You know, maybe
I've seen boobs on NPR.
You've seen boobs on NPR?
Boobs on NPR.
Oh, NPR is radio.
Or not NPR, you know.
PBS.
PBS, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, PBS is going to be the most likely place, at least when I was growing up, to
alone.
See boobs.
Well, they'll probably be left alone because they are government-related, and they could also claim it was artistic. So, you know, there was that time when they ran Steven Spielberg war movie with Tom Hanks. What is it? Saving Private Ryan. They ran that uncensored on network television, and they got away with it because, well, it was art. In that particular case, but in the case of Cher,
this is really a great movie.
In the case of Cher uttering an F-bomb at some music awards, then that's not art, and you know, by the FCC's definition,
it would have been if she would have had one of her young men on a like a short leash behind her. Then it would have
one
been
of the guys in the sailors,
art.
The sailor outfit.
Yeah.
Hey Jeff, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I don't know if we've cleared anything up for you, but that's the FCC for you. Nothing's clear with these people, and the broadcasters have been asking for years. You know, because they're pathetic and they grovel. They've been begging the FCC, please just give us a list of things we can't say.
That would absolutely be the best thing. If you're going to tell people you can't be profane or obscene, at least tell them the words that are profane and obscene. But here's the thing, is they want to be able to catch you. They want to, I remember that Bubba the Love Sponge, he did this thing where he was going into one of these massage parlors in Florida, and it's amazing to me how many massage parlors Florida can support, but one of these massage parlors in Florida and sort of telling what was going on and, you know, walking the line as much as he possibly could. And that's the kind of thing they want to be able to go after.
Yeah, they want it to be subjective so that they can go after anything that they don't
exactly.
like.
Yep. As though that segment with Bubba was any less explicit because he was towing the line. Still very adult content. Hour 3 is coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.